Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
Taking things to heart, and even more importantly, how to take your heart to the things. Taking things to heart is part of the story, and this used to be a huge thing for me. We're going to talk about my clients, but we're going to talk about how to bring the heart, your heart, to the things to create the ultimate freedom in your life, peace of mind, contentment, happiness within yourself, joy, confidence, freedom, love, passion. I'm going to show you how to create that in this session. It's going to be about 10 minutes. So take your time, relax if you can, and listen to this. My invitation to you is to listen to this, not as a reflection of me, but put yourself in my shoes and allow this to be something that you experience through your perspective. In doing that, you're going to get the most out of this time. So taking things to heart. I used to be somebody who took things to heart often and a lot. And I see it in my clients and I see how it holds people back. And even those listening to this might say, I don't take things to heart. I think sometimes that's true. And often what I notice in my clients, there is a very, even in the most confident, the most powerful people that I experience as powerful, that I coach, even those people have actually created a powerful facade for not taking things to heart. They've created such a very clever way of being that doesn't take things personally, but at the very fundamental level, it still gets in there. It still goes in and it still affects them, but they manage to avoid acknowledging or experiencing it. And that actually can be the most, I don't want to use the word damaging, it's not damaging, but that can be the most influential way of taking things to heart. So if that's you, then take a stand for this and have a listen and see where it takes you. So in my life, my first 30 years on this planet, I mean, I'm 40, nearly 40 now, and you know, I still look 30. No cheeky comments, please. And there's no filter on StreamYard. There is on Zoom, but there isn't on StreamYard, so I can't hide any wrinkles that I've got. So in my first 30 years on this planet, I was a very sensitive person. I used to take a lot of things to heart. And I would say that I'm still very sensitive, but now I'm sensitive in a way that's serving to me, it's serving to my clients. What I used to experience as sensitivity actually was an oversensitivity, and that occurred to me as a vulnerability, as an exposure or being caught out. It created a lot of fear in me, like looking stupid. So that wasn't so helpful. So like when I would get feedback, for example, from somebody, it wouldn't be heard as feedback, something I can take on. Be like, oh, that's useful, thank you. It would be heard as a criticism, or it would be heard as I'm not doing enough, you're not doing enough. And that had me not speak up in my life. It had me avoid any situation that would create conflict. I would play small because I didn't believe in myself. I didn't have the confidence in myself. And it actually had me feeling really stuck and frustrated and kind of this sense of being vigilant all the time. And it was really frustrating because I knew I wanted more for my life. I knew I wanted more for my business. I knew I wanted more for my family, but I just couldn't find a way to create that. So I would take it all to heart. And what really shifted, and this is what I want to invite you guys into, what really shifted for me, and this is what I work often with my clients on, if not daily with my clients on, is taking your heart to the thing. Instead of taking the thing to heart, it's take your heart to the thing. So now the difference is that I'm willing to take responsibility for my own experience. When someone says something to me, I can look inwardly at what's really occurring. I bring my open, loving heart to that thing. So as an example, what might happen is somebody might say something to me that I would have once heard as criticism, whereas now, instead of being defensive and often going on an attack, I slow down. I look at what is the story? What are the judgments? What are the feelings? What's the pain? What am I most worried about? And that gives me a knowing of what's actually occurring in me. What am I not believing? What am I not seeing? What do I believe about myself? What is it that needs attention? What is it that needs love? What is it that needs my heart to be present with it? And what then happens is, I guess the word closest, I often avoid this word because I think it comes with an unhealthy connotation at times with this kind of work. But I think for me, there's a sense of healing that comes with that. And that allows me to be free. It allows me to be confident. It allows me to not take things to my heart. It's not a reflection of me. It's a reflection of something I once believed about myself. And that's the difference. And that for me, again, is what I talk to my clients so often about. We're so busy. We have so many responsibilities now. Things are fast. There's things happening quickly. There's technology. There's busyness. There's so much time management tool so we can do more. And so often when we do more and we're more busy, we miss the nuances of our own experience. And all of these things constantly run in the background and we don't address them. And if we don't address them, they're going to keep running. We're going to keep taking things to our heart. And if we take things to our heart and we're already tired and exhausted and we're feeling vulnerable, we're going to do what we can to avoid those things, which means often more work. It means often applying more pressure. It means doing more. It means avoiding certain things. And that leaves us burnt out, exhausted, and kind of frustrated. So what I want to offer to you, especially if you're somebody who's busy, especially if you've got something, a lot going on, maybe you've got a business, maybe you've got a job that means you have a lot going on. Maybe you have kids and they're screaming and they're noisy and there's a lot of responsibility around that, which I get. You know, I've got another baby on the way. So I just want to offer, instead of taking things to heart, bring your heart to the thing and have an understanding of that thing. See what it is. Let it go. And if you want some support with that, tell me and we'll have a conversation about it.
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.